It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. We head into the 4 o'clock hour today. Chrisello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. We've been out of control without Tony Gwynn Jr. to keep us in check. Tony's idle today.
Yeah.
He'll be back with us, I believe, on Monday. The guy works 365 days a year minus about maybe 10.
364.
Right. And when he's working, it's like all day at two jobs. So, takes a little time here to...
This is like his final tune-up for the season.
I mean, once they go to Korea and then everything, I mean, the season's on. So,
explaining it to us yesterday after you left to go call the game. Mm-hmm. And the way he put the Padres' schedule sounds hectic. Like, they're going to Korea, then they're coming back... And they're going to be playing, or then they have the Peter Seidler service, and then you have Fan Fest.
Yeah.
And then you have
a couple more games before opening day.
But then you do, he was saying it's nice because they're home for like 2 weeks before they have to go back out on the road. So,
well,
lots of home games to start the year.
But look, it doesn't matter when you have your home games, you're going to end up playing 81 on the road.
Yeah.
And the Padres, as we discussed on a show a few weeks ago, have more travel this year, more miles, than any other team in Major League Baseball.
That is the truth.
And, of course, a lot of that is the Korea trip, but it also is the fact that we're on the West Coast, which means a lot of those plane flights are really, really far. Speaking of the Padres, they fell today 6-2 to the Reds, spring training action. Randy Vasquez, one of the pitchers acquired in the Soto deal, did not have a great day. Gave up 3 home runs in 3 2/3 innings. 8 hits, 5 runs. So the Padres go down today. They're 7-8 in spring training action. And news from San Diego State today, the Aztecs and Brian Dutcher have agreed on a new five-year contract starting this season. It'll pay Dutcher $2.3 million annually. He gets a raise of $1 million. From his previous contract. The man coached in the NCAA championship game. Seems like the least we could do.
And he's a great guy.
He is a terrific guy. I just want a little shout out to you and to San Diego State. We have not had Brian Dutcher on the show this year. We've had Jaden Ledee.
Yeah.
We've had a few guys here and there. But I'd like to catch up with Dutch. And I'd like to get him once a year.
Yeah.
At least, at the very minimum.
Hopefully they're listening.
So, yeah, hopefully they're listening. I'm sure they're not.
Yeah.
All right, one other quick thing, a little note for you. Just outside our window, which is the 15 and Arrow Drive, apparently there was a fatality.
Is that what's being reported? From the chat, yes.
Being reported there's a fatality. A pedestrian got hit.
This is what I'm seeing.
This is what's being reported. Yes. We're not sure. The one thing we are sure of, North 15 at Arrow Drive is a standstill.
Anything, I'm reading more on the chat, anything south of Arrow Drive on 15 going north, just avoid it right
They're
now.
They're not moving. So
I'm looking at it and they aren't.
Yeah, so we can actually see it from our window.
We really can.
Yes, get off the 15 north if you're headed towards Aero Drive.
That's sad.
A little help from your pals here, Chris and Scrabe.
I have one more thing to take care of before we head into Chris versus the fans, but I wanted to give a shout out to Willie. He tweeted me earlier. He said, "Matt Scrabe, my son and I are leaving Peoria after 4 days of spring training and listening to you and Chris."
Well,
so,
hello, Willie.
Thank you very much. And
thank
son.
You very much. Willie and son.
And I can prove that he did leave Peoria because his tweet said it was from Arizona. So there you go.
You can prove it.
Yes, I can geolocate.
He could be anywhere in Arizona.
That doesn't matter. He said he's coming home from Peoria, so thank you for listening.
Very happy about that, Willie. Thank you, and welcome to the show. You and your son. All right. Time for a little Chris versus the fans. Now, what happened yesterday, I believe it was yesterday.
The contestant, sweep.
Yeah, it was a backward sweep. The contestant did not get a single question right, but neither did I. So the question, or the, I'm sorry, the contestant won on that basis.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens today.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Horror. Whoop. Wait, hold on.
Prizes to qualify you for. Grand prize, two-night stay at the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. Dinner for two. Immerse yourself in timeless elegance at the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. It's a luxury resort, gaming, meeting destination. The legacy of Fontainebleau is Las Vegas, built upon more than 70 years of sublime beauty.
Sublime.
Unparalleled service, timeless design. Book now at FontainebleauLasVegas.com. I know we just are promoting the Fontainebleau here.
Yes, yes.
But I did stay in Vegas last weekend, and I walked over to the Sphere.
Okay.
One night.
Yeah.
Took videos and pictures.
What do you think?
It's a must.
It's worth it.
It's an absolute must. It's so awesome. I mean, you've seen pictures and videos of it, but to see it, you know, right there.
Chris showed me, and I was getting a little sick because
I know,
the
it's a little dizzying,
yes.
But it's pretty cool.
That was cool.
I highly recommend stopping by the Sphere if you're in Vegas. But right now, Scraby is going to give you the rules to Chris versus the fans.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into the first question, and you will get that question for free today.
Do you know that every time we say player, I think of that one idiot who tweeted that you should stop doing that and raising your voice. Like, that bothers him.
No, you know what makes me want... That makes me... Let me start that over. You know what I want to do when I think about that tweet?
Say it louder?
Do it even more. Yes. So...
All right.
Don't allow them to get in your head.
Too late. They're there. They're living rent-free.
Don't say that.
They're frogging in my head.
Oh, that was a good one, Chris. They're frogging in your head.
That's right.
It took me a second.
I'm not allowing. I don't want them there. I haven't given them permission to be there, but they're there.
I'm not the fastest fellow in the world, but
sometimes
that was good.
You're not.
That was good.
All right, let's go.
Start.
I got to get a question right today.
Let's go with Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Eric, I'm trying to hit the button. Nothing's happening.
Uh-oh.
Let me go over here.
We have problems?
Click the button. Eric, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
All right, very good.
Thank you, Eric. Are you ready to go?
Hey, let's do it.
You're batting leadoff today, Eric. Good luck.
Let's start with this one. What Philly led his team in home runs last season?
What Philly?
Yes.
Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, very good. He didn't fall for the banana in the tailpipe Bryce Harper would maybe come to mind.
Okay.
But Schwarber was the correct answer.
Good job, Eric. Here we go. Question number two. Let's see. What golfer recently said Rory McIlroy winning the Masters would come with an asterisk?
Idiot. I do not really follow. Bryson DeChambeau.
That does sound like something he may say.
Well,
stay there.
I got good news for you, Eric. When this story came out and the guy said what he said, told Scraby that this guy is a nobody and nobody would ever remember him again.
And you're remembering
And to prove
him.
It, I don't know who the hell it was.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
All right.
I don't remember the guy's name. If you gave me initials, I might be able to get it. But it was some no-name guy that I don't like or care about. So I have no answer.
Wow. I thought it would be an easy question because his last name is really easy to make fun of. Taylor Gooch.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Gooch.
Would have never came up with it. Eric, you're on to the final question.
Here
I haven't got a question right for 2 days.
I'll take it.
This is my heaven right now.
Yeah, Scraby's loving me miss all these
questions.
He's
in a hitting drought right now. Here we go. Question number three. Three Braves players hit 40 or more home runs last season. Name those three players.
All three of them?
All three. It's a three-point question.
Ooh, boy.
Ronald Acuna Jr., okay. Matt Olson,
okay.
And hold on. I'm a Braves fan, and I'm
give him an extra second.
Three.
Don Buzzin.
Whoops, sorry.
What'd you say?
That is correct. Marcelo Zuna.
Marcelo Zuna, he got it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice job, Eric.
Dang.
Nice job.
You know what? I would have missed that one.
You would have.
Yeah, I would have bet on Austin Riley.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know Marcelo Zuna
had
hit
like
40.
I think he had, Austin Riley had like low 30s.
30-something, yeah. I didn't know Marcelo Zuna made it. So, all right, very good. Eric, first up and winner.
Oh, my gosh, Chris. I'm not even kidding. I just got a text from Steve Garvey.
Really? What did the Garv say? Thanks for talking about me on the show?
No. This isn't actual Steve Garvey. It's his political campaign.
Oh, I thought the Garv was texting. What did it say?
It's a picture of him.
Yes.
And it says, it's Steve Garvey. The voters have chosen. I am the official Republican candidate for the California Senate seat.
Awesome.
Will you rush a donation today?
Oh.
He's looking for money. That's what
Garv, you're asking the wrong person, I hate to say. Scrib's not going to come up with much for
you. Sorry. If you gave me money, like, you know, politicians are supposed to look out for the little people, then maybe.
Then you would accept the text.
I'm irrationally mad at Steve Garvey because I get maybe three or four texts a day from him, and they're all addressed to my mom.
Just got one. All right, Eric is the winner of Chris vs. the Fans today. I have gone 2 days without answering a question correct. So, tomorrow, if you didn't play today and you've never played before, you better take advantage of this cold streak. You're going to want to play Chris vs. the Fans tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
This is it.
Yeah, I thought I would have gone Austin Riley for sure.
I had no idea
that Marcelo Zuna hit 40 home runs last year.
That did surprise me when I looked it up.
Yeah, very good question.
How many did he hit last year? He hit
Austin Riley
37.
Seemed like he hit one every day. 37? Okay.
How did that team lose in the first round or the second round?
Well, their first round.
They had three guys over 40 home runs, and they had one guy with 37 home runs.
Oh, yeah. They set the all-time record, did they?
Yeah, they did, but that's
for most home runs in one season?
And then you only win one game in the playoffs? Adam Klug, that's a major failure.
Well, it's not any bigger failure than the Dodgers have had the last 2 years.
And you could say the Padres were a big
Dodgers
failure last
year,
too.
The Dodgers fell to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Right?
Yeah.
The Braves at least lost to the Phillies.
True.
Pretty solid club.
True.
The Dodgers lost to the Diamondbacks.
And
my
I guess
goodness.
You could say that the Padres they failed last year.
I don't
year
think
as well.
The Braves set the record last year. I'm looking it up. They had 307 home runs. I think
How
they
did
came
they
up
not?
A little short.
Let's see. Team
Most
home
runs in 1 year. I think it's the Twins.
I thought that was from like 2018.
Most home runs by a team in a season.
Ooh, I'm going to get to it first.
You're going
to
beat me to
it? No, it is the Braves. 307.
307
They're
Braves?
They're tied with the Twins, according to MLB.com.
Very good. All right. So they tied the record last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the playoffs did not go the way of the Braves or the Dodgers.
Nope.
Boo, hoo, hoo.
Boo, hoo,
That's all I have to say about that. All right. We don't have a whole lot more to tell you about. I like to try to give you some of the sports headlines of the day. They're panicking in New York where their big price, high price ticket free agent from last year, Carlos Rodon, is getting bombed like every single game.
Still, yeah.
He gave up 4 home runs in a simulated game.
Ooh.
Today he gave up 2 home runs in 3 innings against Tampa Bay. But here's the thing that is really concerning to the Yankees is the fact that his velocity is way down, apparently.
And he kind of had a...
And even Rodon said it's one of those days you got to be able to pitch without a fastball because he just didn't have it today. He's 31 years old. Last year was a nightmare season for him. His first free agent year with the Yanks, 6.85 ERA. My goodness. You know, the reason I'm bringing this up is, does that make the Yankees get a little itchy for Blake Snell?
Oh, good question.
Because I know they've been in the running for Blake, and now the Phillies' name came up for Blake Snell.
Oh, all of these teams now are...
of course, don't worry about Blake Snell, because Scott Boras...
Yeah, thank you.
Wouldn't want to say
you.
It wrong.
Thank you.
Scott Boras says that there are a million teams out there that are interested in Blake Snell right now. He's just guy's his pick of the litter. Why do I not believe Scott Boras?
You know, I heard that the Little League out in Chula Vista was thinking about
signing
Blake Snell, too.
Signing Blake Snell. All right, that's silly.
It's not silly.
That's silly.
He's coaching Little League, so whatever.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll check some traffic. We'll come back. NFL free agency?
There's some good stuff.
Seems a little early for that. But Scraby...
No, the free agent period starts next week.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, so they can all sign next week.
A little preview of it.
Yeah.
All I've heard is that the Dolphins are releasing star player after star player. I don't know anything about the free agency. We'll find out about it together when we come back after traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hi, congrats again to Eric, who took down Chris versus the fans today. Eric's pretty good, apparently. He posted in the chat that he's answered 5 of his last 6 questions correctly for an 833 percentage.
They said, love Chris versus the fans.
I'm glad you love it, Eric, and I'm glad you won it today. Dial in again next week. I will be ready. 4:22 is the time. NFL. What else is going on other than the fact that the Dolphins keep giving away star players, Scraby?
A lot, actually.
There is? What?
So next week, last week, you know, was the biggest event of all time, the Combine. So now that that's behind us, we can move into the free agency period.
I don't even know how we can look ahead to anything else.
We're going
to
move into the free agency period here. And there actually are a lot of big name free agents on the board right now. So I'm just going to talk about some of the bigger names, but we're going to start with the quarterback. And we didn't talk about this yesterday. Mike Evans signed a big old contract extension with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So he's staying put. He's not going anywhere.
Okay.
The Bucs don't have Baker Mayfield under contract because they did not franchise tag him and he was on a one-year deal. So they're going to have to outbid other teams if they're going to want Baker Mayfield's services. In the Big Five, I'm going to tell you about what people are thinking he's going to make and whether or not you would sign him. But I feel like Baker Mayfield... So here are the two quarterbacks that are the big ones in free agency this year. Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins.
Russell Wilson? Is he not big?
He's not technically off the team yet.
Well, he's not because he's a short little guy.
Oh, definitely not big.
I can get away with that line with Tony not here.
I know, I was going to say.
Nobody loves Russell Wilson more than Tony.
It's a blind love. It's a blind
love. I don't know what he loves about the guy.
I don't either.
He was terrible the last 2 years. I mean...
So he could be on the list, too.
All right. Gardner Minshew.
I don't care about those guys.
You're not caring about that. You're not
Gardner
going that
Minshew
far down
is
the
a,
list.
Is a backup quarterback that will start when the quarterback goes out for the rest of the season.
True.
But Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, both, and Russell Wilson, but we'll just talk about those two.
Okay.
Those two are very good quarterbacks, and I don't necessarily know if the Vikings are going to have him back, but I do think that the Buccaneers need to bring back Baker Mayfield under all circumstances.
Well,
at all costs.
There is, I mean, cost is a factor. I mean, if somebody throws, you know, too much money at him, the Bucs may have to just, you know.
But you got to think that Mike Evans is not signing a big old contract extension.
I'm going to say this.
Without knowing
about,
he's back.
I'm going to say this about free agent quarterbacks. Personally,
mm-hmm.
I would rather have Caleb Williams or Michael Penix Jr.
Because of their cost?
Coming out of the draft, brand new, huge upside for both guys. Do not give me J.J. McCarthy. Maybe Jaden, what is it, Jalen Daniels from LSU?
Jaden Daniels. Yes.
I'd rather have one of those guys than either Mayfield or Cousins. And I worry about Mayfield because he is a career mediocre quarterback who was really good last year. And I don't like to throw a lot of money at guys that were just good 1 year and the rest of the time they've been kind of so-so. I think you run the risk of them going back to being so-so.
They do.
Kirk Cousins, to me, is never going to be a winner. He's going to be a stat guy, and that just doesn't interest me.
And
that's my story on both guys.
He's going to command a lot of money.
I would like to see Kevin O'Connell work with somebody new. I think he could, you know, turn a, whether it's Jaden Daniels, I don't know that he'll fall, you know, where are the Vikings picking? I don't have my draft sheet in front of me, but I'd like to see the Vikings get a Michael Penix Jr. Let Kevin O'Connell work with that arm.
You know, I dove in.
It might be a year or two, but I think it would be worth it.
I dove into the Michael Penix Jr. and why teams are not a fan of his.
Because he had some medical issues like 4 years ago.
Okay, well, that's one, which is stupid.
Yeah.
But because he's played just fine since.
Right.
But number two, they're just saying that they don't know that he has the accuracy to. I mean, he has
doesn't
an arm.
Have the accuracy. Did they not watch the guy play quarterback? Getting rushed by nine guys and dropping dimes all over the field?
Yeah, but that's college.
What?
That's college.
Well, J.J. McCarthy can't throw a dime in college or in the workouts or anywhere.
and yet
teams are talking about at least a trade up to the number two spot to get him. What do they like about him that they don't like about Michael Penix?
I don't get it. I don't get it either.
I'm blind to all of it because I don't see it.
Yeah. I'll try to get Brent Zableski on the show here in the next couple weeks. He will set me straight. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, wide receivers on the market, free agency this offseason. Calvin Ridley from the Jaguars. Marquise Brown. Gabe Davis.
Maybe.
He loves himself some Gabe Davis.
Davis has a good game like every month.
He posted these stats.
Then he disappears for three games.
He does. He posted these stats on his Instagram after the year, and he like ranks first or top five in the NFL. But they're all super obscure stats that are like really hard to find.
Okay.
Darnell Mooney. Tyler Boyd. Odell Beckham Jr. Curtis Samuel.
Once again, go into the draft. Get Marvin Harrison. Get the kid from LSU.
Wide receiver's
get
not the place.
Get the speedster from Texas who set the all-time record. Let him run up and down the field. I don't know if he can catch the ball, but he'll certainly be able to run up and down the field fast.
Yeah, but he can run. He can run fast. He can run.
Can he get open and catch the ball once he's run fast?
The running backs, this is where we have a lot of big names, too.
And that's the problem, because nobody even wants running backs.
Listen to these names. There's so many good ones available. Saquon Barkley.
Right?
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry. DeAndre Swift. Zach Moss. Austin Eckler. Devin Singletary. Gus Edwards.
Every one of those guys is, you know, very capable of, you know, carrying your ground attack. Maybe Gus Edwards, he's more of a fullback type.
Yeah.
Devin Singletary really had a breakout last year with Houston. Zach Moss did a nice job.
He did.
But, I mean, some of these other guys, Barkley, Jacobs, Pollard, even Swift, Eckler, those are top five fantasy players, too, beyond being, you know, top 20 NFL running backs,
if I'm a team,
not higher.
I'm going to go to Derrick Henry. How much do we have to just hit your minimum so we can hand you the ball at the goal line every single time we have it?
Okay.
Just to get him on the team.
All right.
I would do that. Saquon Barkley, I think, is going to want a ton of money, which he should want a ton of money. I don't know that he's going to get it. Josh Jacobs the same. Tony Pollard the same.
I don't think any of these guys are going to get it. I just don't think running backs matter to anybody out there anymore.
Brandon said on the chat, I don't trust Tony Pollard. I had him on my fantasy team last year, and I got burned. Thank you, Brandon. I did, too, in one of my leagues. It was brutal. He was so not what
Thanks
I expected.
Thanks for bringing up fantasy sports, because the next thing we're going to hear is how Scraby is a champ.
Double champ.
Of course.
All right. That's it for the free agency news and notes. We'll get into it next week when they're actually signing these guys.
Chris Jones, by the way, the defensive tackle of the Chiefs, is listed here as the number one free agent available.
I didn't do defense.
Kirk Cousins, second. Christian Wilkins, Miami, third.
Ooh.
Thank you. I mean, you know, why not? Just get rid of him. You already got rid of your middle linebacker and your all-pro cornerback.
Where's Xavier Howard?
I don't. They let him go.
I know, but is he on the free agent?
He's a free agent now,
but he's not high up on the list.
Not very high now. Free agent. But he's available. Danielle Hunter, edge rusher for the Vikings. And his name is spelled Danielle.
I think it might be Danielle.
I hope it's Danielle. Yeah,
no,
Danielle
wouldn't
be.
I've met a Danielle. That's a man.
I think Daniil. I'm going Daniil.
You have issues with people's names when they don't have it.
I don't think
Wusuko.
Yeah, I do. I have an issue with, you know, anybody whose name is what his is. Because the Philadelphia Philly fans aren't going to care. They're going to tear him up.
And you know what? I don't think he cares either.
Good.
So
the Dolphins have another guy in the top 10 free agencies, guard Robert Hunt.
Man,
so Miami's just
do?
Losing guys right and left.
What are you guys going to do?
Well, what we're going to do, I'll take a wild guess. We're going to go 9-2 through November, and then we're going to fall apart in December, blow the division, and get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. That's pretty much what Miami always does.
Okay.
So why should I expect anything different next year?
I shouldn't have asked. All right, Big Five on the other side. We're going to talk about Zion Williamson. We're also going to talk about Baker Mayfield and the projection of what he should get by one of the reporters out there. You're going to want to stick around for that. All next on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Without Gwen today, Tony's idle for the next couple of days. Chris Sello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Big Five is coming up, but before that, could this be the night, Scrabe? That the Washington Wizards finally win a basketball game.
No.
No, you say?
As long as Kyle Kuzma wears those ridiculous shirts, no.
They're leading 34-23 over Orlando.
That won't hold.
At the end of the first quarter, an 11-point lead. Kuzma leads the way with 10 points. Wizards have dropped 15 straight. There was also betting odds in Vegas as to when they would finally win a game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tonight will be the night. Maybe not.
All right.
We'll keep an eye on it. Let's get into some traffic because there is a lot of it out there. And I understand it's either raining or about to rain, which means it's time for utter panic in San Diego.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. This hour is brought to you by Prize Picks. Cash in on basketball's big moments with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Use code KWFN for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. I got to get on this Prize Picks thing. Anthony on our chat has been telling me since we started the chat basically to get on it.
Gamble responsibly, Scrabe.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Know.
No, you don't.
Oh,
you,
I know.
You make some dumb bets.
You have to sometimes to get ahead, Chris.
I see.
You have to.
I see.
It's just how the world works.
How much did they say? How many billions were bet last year in sports or were lost by bettors?
A billion D billion.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Number five.
Chris's favorite question about to happen here on the show. But we talked about it. Essex basketball coach Brian Dutcher got a contract extension that's going to keep him with the school through the 27-28 season. I know we do this far too much, and I know you and Tony hate to do it, but how much more, Chris, does Brian Dutcher need to do to be on the Mount Rushmore of San Diego coaches?
Oh, I think that's a fair question. Why do you think I wouldn't like it?
Because I thought you would be like he needs more time.
You think he's already on there? You think he's already on the Mount Rushmore?
Well, let's name him real quick.
Well, Don Coryell.
Yeah,
I got to put him on there. Bruce Bochy,
Steve Fisher, Bruce Bochy. There's three.
Fisher, Steve Martinson.
Sure.
You don't know who he is. Do you?
I don't.
5-time. Champion coach of the San Diego Gulls hockey team.
Do you really count him?
No.
All right, so we got three. We got three locks.
Yeah, I think you got Coryell, you got Bochy, you got Fisher. Bochy, I don't think is even a lock. I mean, he's a lock for what he's gone on to do. But if you're talking about what he did in San Diego only,
yeah, I don't think he's a lock.
You know, I think Coryell and Fisher are locks. I think Bochy because he certainly comes to mind.
You know what? You sold me. I can't put Bochy on the list because he didn't have the championship success that he did with the Rangers last year.
Or the Giants before that.
Yeah, or the Giants. So, yeah.
But he still might make it. He still might make it.
Good.
Brian Dutcher would be very close. How much more does he need to do to be a lock?
Yeah.
I guess get back to a Final Four. If he made 2 Final Fours, that'd be pretty amazing.
I'd
have to put him right on there.
The critics yelling at their radio.
What?
He hasn't won it yet.
Oh, my goodness.
And I kind of sort of agree.
No, you
because if I'm going to say Bruce Bochy can't be on it because he didn't win championships with the Padres.
I got to be honest with you. I think winning the NCAA tournament is more amazing than winning the Baseball World Series.
You think?
Yes. You get into the playoffs, there's 12 teams. Get in the NCAA tournament, there's 67 teams.
All right.
And San Diego State's not playing on even close to an equal playing field as, you know, half the teams that are in the tournament. Every year. I mean, look at the kind of weapons and, you know, the money San Diego State has. Can't compare it to anybody in the Big 12 or the SEC or anywhere else.
That's a good point.
Anyway, I think Dutch is very close.
Yeah, I would say
but
another.
I'm going to give him a few more years. If he makes one more Final Four run, start chipping the granite.
A couple of deep March Madness runs will put him on there.
All right.
Number 4.
Even though his future is still up in the air, Baker Mayfield may have struck it rich. The Buccaneers didn't franchise tag him, so he is a free agent, and there's a belief that Mayfield and the Bucs should be able to build off their first season together and get to that extension. But if it doesn't pan out for him before next week when free agency begins, Mayfield will likely have several other suitors, and that could set him up to push for something similar to the 4-year, $160 million contract Daniel Jones signed last offseason. Talk about a bad contract. I'm up first. Would you make Baker Mayfield your franchise quarterback? Yes, I'm making Baker Mayfield my franchise quarterback. I don't want to take one of these rookie quarterbacks. While I got guys like Mike Evans, you know, we made the playoffs last year. I'm talking as if I'm a Buccaneer. We made the playoffs last year. Baker played well. Mike Evans loves him. Unfortunately, the going rate for a quarterback these days is about $300 million. So 4 years, $160 million. I think he will be better than Daniel Jones over that period of time. So, yes.
Let me just ask you this before you make that your official answer.
Yes, sir.
If Brock Purdy tomorrow dropped out of sight, would you be happy if the 49ers signed Baker Mayfield and paid him $160 million?
No, but that's not my situation. If I'm a Bucs fan, I'm saying yes because I don't want to deal with trying to find another quarterback
Baker
for the next 5
Mayfield
years.
Baker Mayfield is a wasted couple of $100 million worth of quarterback waiting to happen.
Just what do you look call at Daniel Jones then?
Huh?
What do you call Daniel Jones then?
Well, you just compared him to Daniel Jones.
Because that's what
who wants to be compared to him? Exactly. Daniel Jones had about one good month, and the Giants thought that was all he needed. Baker Mayfield had a good year after about 6 so-so years. I don't think that means he comes back with another good year. I think he's more likely to be so-so.
I can see that. I definitely can see that. Like, him being so-so this year. But I'm not willing to just throw a hope and pray that we find a quarterback.
Well, I'm not throwing that kind of money on him. So, there you go.
All right.
I'll ask my friend Ryan. He's a Buccaneer fan.
Well,
a true blue Buccaneer fan.
I thought you were talking about the Browns guy. I was like, well, that's not fair because the Browns.
Ryan's a true blue Buccaneer fan who gave me endless last year because in our preseason picks, I had the Buccaneers last. And he lives in my neighborhood and he reminds me of this grotesque mistake.
So
all
he
the
loves
time.
Baker Mayfield then.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how much he loves him.
On the chat, Dutcher, absolutely a winner, to be honest. Y'all may have Bochy, or you may love Bochy, but he had a losing record here.
Okay.
So it's fair. It's fair enough.
That's why I took him off the automatic list.
I feel like Baker Mayfield has been mistreated throughout his career, and he's a guy who would, I think he relishes in proving
people
wrong.
But I just asked you if you would be willing to turn the 49ers over to him, and you said no. So why are you turning the Buccaneers over to him?
Because Brock Purdy's not even making that money.
Move on.
Number three.
I can't wait until we get to the football season and Baker Mayfield's MVP. I don't know.
Well, I hope he beats the 49ers along the way.
All right, New Orleans Pelicans star Zion Williamson said he's going to participate in a dunk contest if he makes the All-Star team. Williamson scored 16 points last night in a win over the Raptors, and after the game, he was asked if he could ever see himself participating in the contest. He said, quote, if I'm in the All-Star game, I'll do the dunk contest. But if I'm not, I'm not doing it. He's still only 23 years old. He's been an All-Star twice. In 2021, his second year in the league, and then last season, he didn't make the team this year, even though some thought he should have. The dunk contest itself has struggled to attract stars in recent years. Before Jaylen Brown this year, DeAndre Jordan was the last then-current All-Star to participate in the dunk contest. So, Chris, would Zion Williamson in the dunk contest make you watch it?
Probably not. I don't think the dunk contest is something I'm even remotely interested in. I used to be in the 1980s when Jordan and Dominique were going, you know, head-to-head and all the superstars were in it.
That's prime.
Vince Carter. I mean, that is beyond the 80s, but you know what I mean. Mack McClung, Jacob Toppin, who's a G Leaguer, Jaime Jaquez. Those were the guys that were in it this year, along with Jaylen Brown. So you're right when you say they're struggling to attract players. But Zion Williamson, it would not be enough. I don't care about the dunk contest anymore.
I really don't either, but I would watch if Zion did it because I kind of want to see what he would do. Because I bet you he does some pretty cool dunks. I saw him while he was hurt last year jumping all over the place, but he couldn't play in his games.
Speaking of that, I wouldn't want him to be in the dunk contest if I were the Pelicans because he probably would get hurt.
It's probably true. But yeah, the dunk contest is just, it's seen way better days.
All-star games and events have.
They have, and I think it's time to...
We hardly miss it.
I guess the only one I really like is the MLB All-Star Game because at least you're seeing steady stars throughout. And in basketball, they're not even trying. In football, they don't even have one anymore. So anyway, news came down in the last couple days that LIV Golf has withdrawn their application for World Golf Ranking points. And John Rahm, who is now with LIV, is the latest to say he thinks that LIV golfers should get world ranking points. I will say, though, he was against the rankings before LIV, so it's not like he's just saying that now. But as we go along, majors are going to stop having as many LIV golfers because they won't be high up on the world ranking. So I'm up first. In order to stay alive, do the official world golf ranking people have to accept LIV golfers? Answer's yes. At some point, you're going to have to. I have no idea how you're going to weight it because they only play 3 rounds, PGA Tour and everywhere else plays 4 rounds, but you have to. You really are going to start losing out on the biggest stars in the world just because you don't give them points. They may be playing for LIV, but they may be one of the best players in the world. So, yes, the answer is, yeah, well, yes.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm all over the place. Chris, do you think the official world golf ranking people have to accept LIV golfers to survive?
To to survive
as an organization.
I don't know, they should still do rankings, but
no one's going
to
care.
For them to be legit, yeah, they're going to have to start putting some of the LIV golfers, a lot of the LIV golfers in. I don't look at the world rankings anymore. Not that I really was studied them in the past, but there's no reason to look at them because they're not accurate. Can't tell me that John Rahm isn't a top 10 golfer in the world, but he's nowhere to be found in the rankings. So that's stupid.
That's stupid.
It is.
It is kind of stupid.
But yeah,
it is also stupid that LIV Golf plays three rounds.
It's like the stupid NCAA not recognizing players like Lynette Woodard and what she did in women's college basketball when it was the AIAW.
Yeah.
It was still college basketball, and she still scored all those points, and the NCAA didn't want to recognize it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
You know, give Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy back while you're at it, you
and Johnny Manziel.
Morons. NCAA people are morons. That's being nice. Honestly.
We are on the radio, so thank you for being nice to the moronic people there.
No, just the moronic people who work for the NCAA.
Are the referees included in that?
No.
The referees from last night's game?
No, they're not.
You know, Eric Curry hasn't been... You know, I always thought that when there was referee issues during a Mountain West game, it was always Eric Curry, but he hasn't been in the news this year.
Well, it's because the other guys are...
Doing it for him.
Doing it for him, yeah.
Number one.
The Boston Celtics and Denver Nuggets are coming to Abu Dhabi, everybody. The Boston Celtics are going to face them in two preseason games on October 4th and 6th in Abu Dhabi. So it's preseason basketball. The NBA has been experimenting with international games and trying to find the mix that the NFL does. They did a Europe game earlier this year. I think, were the Bulls in that game against Paris? It was in
Paris? Last year they were. I don't remember who was in it this year.
But they do play in Paris.
Yes.
So they did a European game earlier this year. Chris, is it only a matter of time before the NBA makes international games a big part of their schedule?
I think it's going to be a while because I think it's just still a little too difficult in a league where you have to play three or four games a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's different in the NFL. You can fly to London. You can fly to Germany. You can take a bye the next week. You can get 2 weeks off to rest and recover. The NBA, I mean, you play in Paris on Tuesday. You're probably going to have a game in Chicago on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a little more difficult than it is seems to be on the surface. And plus, the NBA doesn't need this that much. The game is already completely, totally globalized.
It is, but they really want that money. They want that money.
Oh, of course. I mean, God forbid they don't have any money now.
Yeah, I'm going to sound like a 95-year-old man right now, but I'm just really tired of each league saying, oh, well, if they do it, we could do it. Let's just go send everybody around the world, and we're going to play at 3 a.m. and not care about our fans at home.
Yeah, hockey does it. Baseball's doing it. I could do without the Padres playing in Korea, to be honest with you.
I probably could, too, but since it's in the beginning of the year, what does it really matter to us? We'll see. Halfway through the year, are we going to be blaming the Korean time change on why they're 500 or whatever?
Yeah, we might.
We might. I'm up now. Do I think that they're going to make it a big part of their schedule? I think they will, but Chris is right. It's got to be in a very unique schedule point in their year. They're going to have to give these guys time off. But I really do. Basketball games are at night mostly. And so when you're overseas... What are you going to be like? You're watching a game. They can't play their games at 3 a.m, so they're going to have to put them on in the middle. So basically, what I'm trying to say, they're not paying attention to their fans whatsoever.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. This hour is brought to you by Prize Picks. Cash in on basketball's big moments with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Use code KWFN for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. I got to get on this Prize Picks thing. Anthony on our chat has been telling me since we started the chat basically to get on it.
gamble responsibly, Scrabe.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know.
No, you don't.
Oh,
you,
I know.
You make some dumb bets.
You have to sometimes to get ahead, Chris.
I see.
You have to.
I see.
It's just how the world works.
How much did they say? How many billions were bet last year in sports or were lost by bettors?
A billion D billion.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Number five.
Chris's favorite question about to happen here on the show. But we talked about it. Aztecs basketball coach Brian Dutcher got a contract extension that's going to keep him with the school through the 27-28 season. I know we do this far too much, and I know you and Tony hate to do it, but how much more, Chris, does Brian Dutcher need to do to be on the Mount Rushmore of San Diego coaches?
Oh, I think that's a fair question. Why do you think I wouldn't like it?
Because I thought you would be like he needs more time.
You think he's already on there? You think he's already on the Mount Rushmore?
Well, let's name him real quick.
Well, Don Coryell.
Yeah,
I got to put him on there. Bruce Bochy,
Steve Fisher, Bruce Bochy. There's three
Fisher. Steve Martinson.
Sure.
You don't know who he is.
I don't.
5-time. Champion coach of the San Diego Gulls hockey team.
Do you really count him?
No.
All right, so we got three. We got three locks.
Yeah, I think you got Coryell, you got Bochy, you got Fisher. Bochy, I don't think, is even a lock. I mean, he's a lock for what he's gone on to do. But if you're talking about what he did in San Diego only.
Yeah, I don't think he's a lock.
You know, I think Coryell and Fisher are locks. I think Bochy, because he certainly comes to mind.
You know what? You sold me. I can't put Bochy on the list because he didn't have the championship success that he did with the Rangers last year.
Or the Giants before that.
Yeah, or the Giants. So, yeah.
But he still might make it. He still might make it.
Good.
Brian Dutcher would be very close. How much more does he need to do to be a lock?
Yeah.
I guess get back to a Final Four. If he made two Final Fours, that'd be pretty amazing.
I'd have to
put him right on there.
The critics yelling at their radio.
What?
He hasn't won it yet.
Oh, my goodness.
And I kind of sort of agree.
No,
you Because if I'm going to say Bruce Bochy can't be on it because he didn't win championships with the Padres.
I got to be honest with you. I think winning the NCAA tournament is more amazing than winning the Baseball World Series.
You think?
Yes. You get into the playoffs, there's 12 teams. Get in the NCAA tournament, there's 67 teams.
All right.
And San Diego State's not playing on even close to an equal playing field as, you know, half the teams that are in the tournament. Every year. I mean, look at the kind of weapons and, you know, the money San Diego State has. Can't compare it to anybody in the Big 12 or the SEC or anywhere else.
That's a good point.
Anyway, I think Dutch is very close.
Yeah, I would say
but
another.
I'm going to give him a few more years. If he makes one more Final Four run, start chipping the granite.
A couple of deep March Madness runs will put him on there.
All right.
Number four.
Even though his future is still up in the air, Baker Mayfield may have struck it rich. The Buccaneers didn't franchise tag him, so he is a free agent, and there's a belief that Mayfield and the Bucs should be able to build off their first season together and get to that extension. But if it doesn't pan out for him before next week when free agency begins, Mayfield will likely have several other suitors, and that could set him up to push for something similar to the 4-year, $160 million contract Daniel Jones signed last offseason. Talk about a bad contract. I'm up first. Would you make Baker Mayfield your franchise quarterback? Yes, I'm making Baker Mayfield my franchise quarterback. I don't want to take one of these rookie quarterbacks. While I got guys like Mike Evans, you know, we made the playoffs last year. I'm talking as if I'm a Buccaneer. We made the playoffs last year. Baker played well. Mike Evans loves him. Unfortunately, the going rate for a quarterback these days is about $300 million. So 4 years, $160 million. I think he will be better than Daniel Jones over that period of time. So, yes.
Let me just ask you this before you make that your official answer.
Yes, sir.
If Brock Purdy tomorrow dropped out of sight, would you be happy if the 49ers signed Baker Mayfield and paid him $160 million?
No, but that's not my situation. If I'm a Bucs fan, I'm saying yes because I don't want to deal with trying to find another quarterback
Baker
for the next 5
Mayfield
years.
Baker Mayfield is a wasted couple of $100 million worth of quarterback waiting to happen.
Just what do you look call at his Daniel career. Jones, then?
Huh?
What do you call Daniel Jones then?
Well, you just compared him to Daniel Jones.
Because that's what
who wants to be compared to him? Exactly.
They're
Daniel Jones
him
had
to, no.
Daniel Jones had about one good month. And the Giants thought that was all he needed. Baker Mayfield had a good year after about six so-so years. I don't think that means he comes back with another good year. I think he's more likely to be so-so.
I can see that. I definitely can see that. Like him being so-so this year. But I'm not willing to just throw a
try and hope and pray
that we find a quarterback.
Well, I'm not throwing that kind of money at him. So, there you go.
All right.
I'll ask my friend Ryan. He's a Buccaneer fan.
Well,
a true blue Buccaneer fan.
I thought you were talking about the Browns guy. I was like, well, that's not fair because the Browns.
Ryan's a true blue Buccaneer fan who gave me endless last year because in our preseason picks, I had the Buccaneers last. And he lives in my neighborhood and he reminds me of this grotesque mistake.
So
all
he
the
loves
time.
Baker Mayfield then.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see how much he loves him.
On the chat, Dutcher absolutely a winner, to be honest. Y'all may have Bochy, or you may love Bochy, but he had a losing record here.
Okay.
So it's fair.
Yeah.
It's fair enough.
That's why I took him off the automatic list.
I feel like Baker Mayfield has been mistreated throughout his career, and he's a guy
Maybe.
Who would I think he relishes in proving
But
people
I just
wrong.
Asked you if you would be willing to turn the 49ers over to him, and you said no. So
because
why are you turning the Buccaneers over to him?
Because Brock Purdy's not even making that money.
Move on.
Number three.
I can't wait until we get to the football season and Baker Mayfield's MVP.
Well, I hope he beats the 49ers along the way.
All right, New Orleans Pelicans star Zion Williamson said he's going to participate in the dunk contest if he makes the All-Star team. Williamson scored 16 points last night in a win over the Raptors, and after the game, he was asked if he could ever see himself participating in the contest. He said, quote, if I'm in the All-Star game, I'll do the dunk contest. But if I'm not, I'm not doing it. He's still only 23 years old. He's been an All-Star twice. In 2021, his second year in the league, and then last season, he didn't make the team this year, even though some thought he should have. The dunk contest itself has struggled to attract stars in recent years. Before Jaylen Brown this year, DeAndre Jordan was the last then-current All-Star to participate in the dunk contest. So, Chris, would Zion Williamson in the dunk contest make you watch it?
Probably not. I don't think the dunk contest is something I'm even remotely interested in. I used to be in the 1980s when Jordan and Dominique were going, you know, head-to-head and all the superstars were in it.
That's prime.
Vince Carter. I mean, that is beyond the 80s, but you know what I mean. Mack McClung, Jacob Toppin, who's a G Leaguer, Jaime Jaquez. Those were the guys that were in it this year, along with Jaylen Brown. So you're right when you say they're struggling to attract players. But Zion Williamson, would not be enough. I don't care about the dunk contest anymore.
I really don't either, but I would watch if Zion did it because I kind of want to see what he would do. Because I bet you he does some pretty cool dunks. I saw him while he was hurt last year jumping all over the place, but he couldn't play in his games.
Speaking of that, I wouldn't want him to be in the dunk contest if I were the Pelicans because he probably would get hurt.
It's probably true. But yeah, the dunk contest is just, it's seen way better days.
All-star games and events have.
They have, and I think it's time to...
We hardly miss it.
I guess the only one I really like is the MLB All-Star Game because at least you're seeing steady stars throughout. And in basketball, they're not even trying. In football, they don't even have one anymore. So anyway, news came down in the last couple days that LIV Golf has withdrawn their application for World Golf Ranking points. And John Rahm, who is now with LIV, is the latest to say he thinks that LIV golfers should get world ranking points. I will say, though, he was against the rankings before LIV, so it's not like he's just saying that now. But as we go along, majors are going to stop having as many LIV golfers because they won't be high up on the world ranking. So I'm up first. In order to stay alive, do the official world golf ranking people have to accept LIV golfers? Answer's yes. At some point, you're going to have to. I have no idea how you're going to weight it because they only play 3 rounds. PGA Tour and everywhere else plays 4 rounds. But you have to. You're going to start you really are going to start losing out on the biggest stars in the world just because you don't give them points. They may be playing for LIV, but they may be one of the best players in the world. So, yes, the answer is, yeah, well, yes.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm all over the place. Chris, do you think the official world golf ranking people have to accept LIV golfers to survive?
To survive?
As an organization.
I don't know, they can still do rankings, but...
No one's going
to
care.
For them to be legit, yeah, they're going to have to start putting some of the LIV golfers, a lot of the LIV golfers in. I don't look at the world rankings anymore. Not that I really was studied them in the past, but there's no reason to look at them because they're not accurate. Can't tell me that John Rahm isn't a top 10 golfer in the world, but he's nowhere to be found in the rankings. So that's stupid.
That's stupid.
It is.
It is kind of stupid.
But yeah,
it's like, it is also stupid that LIV Golf plays three rounds.
It's like the stupid NCAA not recognizing players like Lynette Woodard and what she did in women's college basketball when it was the AIAW.
Yeah.
It was still college basketball, and she still scored all those points, and the NCAA didn't want to recognize it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
You know, give Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy back while you're at it, you
and Johnny Manziel.
Morons. NCAA people are morons. That's being nice, honestly.
We are on the radio, so thank you for being nice to the moronic people there.
No, just the moronic people who work for the NCAA.
Are the referees included in that?
No.
The referees from last night's game?
No, they're not.
You know, Eric Curry hasn't been... You know, I always thought that when there was referee issues during a Mountain West game, it was always Eric Curry, but he hasn't been in the news this year.
Well, it's because the other guys are...
Doing it for him.
Doing it for him, yeah.
Number one.
The Boston Celtics and Denver Nuggets are coming to Abu Dhabi, everybody. The Boston Celtics are going to face them in two preseason games on October 4th and 6th in Abu Dhabi. So it's preseason basketball. The NBA has been experimenting with international games and trying to find the mix that the NFL does. They did a Europe game earlier this year. I think, were the Bulls in that game against Paris? It was in
Paris? Last year they were. I don't remember who was in it this year.
But they do play in Paris.
Yes.
So they did a European game earlier this year. Chris, is it only a matter of time before the NBA makes international games a big part of their schedule?
I think it's going to be a while because I think it's just still a little too difficult in a league where you have to play three or four games a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's different in the NFL. You can fly to London. You can fly to Germany. You can take a bye the next week. You can get 2 weeks off to rest and recover. The NBA, I mean, you play in Paris on Tuesday. You're probably going to have a game in Chicago on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a little more difficult than it is seems to be on the surface. And plus, the NBA doesn't need this that much. The game is already completely, totally globalized.
It is, but they really want that money. They want that money.
Oh, of course. I mean, God forbid they don't have any money now.
Yeah, I'm going to sound like a 95-year-old man right now, but I'm just really tired of each league saying, oh, well, if they do it, we could do it. Let's just go send everybody around the world, and we're going to play at 3 a.m. and not care about our fans at home.
Yeah, hockey does it. Baseball's doing it. I could do without the Padres playing in Korea, to be honest with you.
I probably could, too, but since it's in the beginning of the year, what does it really matter to us? We'll see. Halfway through the year, are we going to be blaming the Korean time change on why they're 500 or whatever?
Yeah, we might.
We might. I'm up now. Do I think that they're going to make it a big part of their schedule? I think they will, but Chris is right. It's got to be in a very unique schedule point in their year. They're going to have to give these guys time off. But I really do. Basketball games are at night mostly. And so when you're overseas... What are you going to be like? You're watching a game. They can't play their games at 3 a.m, so they're going to have to put them on in the middle. So basically what I'm trying to say, they're not paying attention to their fans whatsoever in this whole thing. Baseball games, we're going to have to get up at 3 a.m, Chris, to watch them.
No, I don't have to.
You don't have to, but you're probably going to.
I'm going to give you three letters, Scraby. Three of the most important letters in the English language. D-V-R.
I can watch the Padres Dodger
game. As soon as I wake up, I can watch the game in its entirety with no problem at all.
Right.
And that's what I plan to do.
That's coming up quick, Chris.
Well, it doesn't take a whole very long for me to
Literally 2 weeks from today.
To program my DVR. Have we also... Remember we had a good question, actually, a few weeks ago. A lot of those ESPN games get blacked out in the towns of the two teams participating.
I have no idea, and I don't want to open that can of worms.
Yeah.
I'm asked about it all the time. I really don't know.
I'm a little worried about that, but as of now, I believe we'll get to see those games on ESPN, but... Yeah.
Have you heard about...
if it was the NFL, I guarantee they'd black it out.
Probably.
Make me, you know...
Well, baseball.
Make me rent the game on Peacock or some stupid thing.
Have you heard about what Matt Chapman said about his future with the Giants? I've been meaning to bring this up all day.
No. Why don't you tell me when we come back?
Okay, I'll do that. More on 97.3.
Happy hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy... celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.